The State Patrol checkpoints and National Guard troops are gone. The temporary fencing has been taken down, but security at the Washington State Capitol is still a top-of-mind issue. So is the safety of elected leaders in these polarized times. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on the new normal that set in following the events of January 6th, and a warning, this story includes the sounds of gunshots.
Even before the siege on the U.S. Capitol, things were getting violent in Olympia. On Saturday, December 5th, far right and far left groups clashed near the state capitol. A gun was fired. A week later, on the Capitol campus, the two sides clashed again. Another gunshot.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
This time, a person was hit and badly injured. Then came threats to occupy the state capitol during the legislative session. The building was closed to the public because of COVID. The rising tension crescendoed on January 6th. In Washington, D.C., pro-Trump supporters ransacked the U.S. Capitol, while in Olympia, TV images showed a crowd amassing at the gate to the governor's residence.
Trump supporters breached that gate at the governor's mansion. It happened about 3 days.
Before lawmakers convened on January 11th, the governor called out the National Guard, and a fence went up around the Capitol.
Nobody likes to see fences around the people's house.
This was Chris Loftus of the State Patrol then. Today, Loftus says even though the fence has been removed, heightened security remains.
It's different. Now, it doesn't look any different, but it's different. We've had to change our capacity so that we can be ready for an escalated threat from where we were before.
And more security is coming soon. The new state budget funds additional state patrol personnel and new barriers at the Capitol campus. But Democratic State Senator David Frakt says lawmakers rejected a proposal to permanently fence off the Capitol.
There wasn't a lot of enthusiasm for creating, you know, Fortress Olympia around the state capitol. There's the need to want to balance security and also maintain access for the public.
Still, Frakt is in the camp that believes more security is probably prudent.
I personally think that some of my colleagues are underestimating to some degree some of the risks that we face in this day and age.
Frakt says next year the legislature should consider whether to install guard shacks at the entrances to the state capitol campus. He also thinks it's worth revisiting whether metal detectors at the capitol are a good idea, something that was tried and quickly abandoned more than 15 years ago. Other lawmakers are more wary. House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox agrees there are times when additional security is justified.
When there's a lot of uncertainty and you don't know how bad things can get, sure, do things that are somewhat out of the ordinary.
But he doesn't like the idea of those measures becoming the status quo. That's why during the legislative session, Wilcox pushed for the removal of the temporary security fence.
It's not so much the reaction, it's the longevity that bothers me. I think we should be anxious to get back to the government that we remember.
But there may not be any going back. Since the legislature adjourned in April, the state has continued to receive federal bulletins that warn of an elevated threat to elected officials from domestic violent extremists. This year, in response to events of the past year, majority Democrats in Olympia sought to ban the open carry of guns and other weapons at the Capitol. State Senator Patty Cooterer led the effort.
We are not a country that legislates at the tip of a gun barrel.
Cooterer's bill not only prohibited the open carry of weapons at the Capitol, but also at or near demonstrations anywhere in the state. Soon, she was facing vitriol bordering on threats.
I just noticed that there was an increased level of anger, very personally insulting, and trying to intimidate me. And they walk right up to the line without coming out and saying, I'm going to do X or Y.
In the end, Cooterer's bill passed and is now the law. But the emails and other messages have continued, including one recently that included her home address. Cooterer says she's alerted Senate security and her local police department, but she says she's not going to live her life in fear. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.